Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I'm Sai Ramuj Tabab with the Midday News. The headlines. K. Chandrasekhar Rao takes oath as Telangana Chief Minister for the second time. Chief Minister's names for Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan to be announced soon, says Congress President Rahul Gandhi. Will the Houses of Parliament adjourn for the day following protests by opposition parties on different issues? Nation pays homage to the martyrs who sacrificed their lives during 2001 Parliament House terror attack. Interpol issues red corner notice against absconding billionaire Mehul Choksi, accused in the PNB fraud case. President Ramnath Kovind says India and Myanmar can do much to learn and leverage from each other's competencies. And in Men's Hockey World Cup, India to clash with the Netherlands and Belgium takes on Germany in the quarterfinals in Bhubaneswar today. Telangana Rashtra Samiti TRS President K. Chandrasekhar Rao has been sworn in as the Chief Minister of Telangana a short while ago. Mohammad Mehmood Ali was also sworn in as a minister along with him at a simple ceremonial program held on the lawns of Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad. Mr. Rao took oath at 1:25 p.m. in Telugu. This is the second time that Mr. Rao became the Chief Minister of the youngest state of the country. His family members, besides former ministers of his cabinet, who's who of the state, including sitting High Court judges, attended the ceremony. Earlier, Mr. Rao said a full-fledged cabinet will be formed in a few days. For Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh, the names of the Chief Minister will be announced soon, said Congress President Rahul Gandhi. Talking to media outside Parliament, Mr. Gandhi said consultations are on within the party on selection of chief ministerial candidates. Meanwhile, in Rajasthan, Central Observer K.C. Venugopal and in charge of Congress State Unit, Avinash Pandey today handed over their report to party president Rahul Gandhi. Our correspondent reports that both the main contenders for the post of chief minister, Ashok Gehlot and Sachin Pilot, had a separate dialogue with the party president. Here is a report. In Mizoram, new government of Mizo National Front, MNF, headed by Zoram Thanga, will be sworn in on Saturday. It was decided at a meeting between the state governor, Kumbanam Rajasekharan, and a delegation of the MNF party led by Zoram Thanga at Raj Bhavan in Aizawl last evening. In the 40-member assembly, MNF has secured a landslide victory, bagging 26 seats. The ruling Congress was reduced to 5 seats as per the poll results declared on 11th. Though the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day on the second consecutive day today following protests by opposition parties on different issues. In the Lok Sabha, alleged irregularities in the Rafael aircraft deal and other issues rocked the proceedings. As the House reassembled at noon after two brief adjournments, Congress members again trooped into the well, raising slogans against the government over the Rafael aircraft deal and demanding a JPC probe. Members belonging to left parties, RJD, NCP and others were also on their feet, while AIADMK MPs were protesting against the construction of dam across Kaveri River and to protect the lives of Kaveri Delta farmers, TDP members raised slogans seeking financial benefits to Andhra Pradesh under the State Reorganisation Act of 2014. Shiva Sena members were also in the well demanding construction of temple in Ayodhya. Amid noisy scenes, Speaker Sumitra Mahajan tried to run the zero-hour but in vain. Later, she adjourned the House for the day. In the morning, a newly elected member from Karnataka, B.Y. Raghavendra, took oath of office and secrecy. The House also paid tribute to martyrs of 2001 Parliament terrorist attack. In the Rajya Sabha also, AIADMK and DMK created uproar demanding protection of Kaveri Delta farmers in Tamil Nadu, leading to the adjournment of the House for the day. Chairman M. Venkaiah Naidu repeatedly pleaded with the agitating members to allow the House to function, but in vain. Earlier, as the House met for the day, Mr. Naidu led the members in paying homage to the martyrs of 2001 terror attack on Parliament. Making a reference, the chairman remembered the brave hearts for their supreme sacrifice and steadfast resolve to protect the temple of democracy. The nation is paying homage to the martyrs who sacrificed their lives while defending Parliament House in the terror attack on this day in 2001. Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the parliamentarians in paying tributes to the martyrs in the Parliament House premises. Lok Sabha Speaker Sumitra Mahajan and Union Ministers including Sushma Swaraj, Arun Jaitley and Rajnath Singh were among those who paid homage to the martyrs. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, BJP President Amit Shah, UPA Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and Congress President Rahul Gandhi also paid floral tributes to the martyrs. In his message, President Ramnath Kovind said India gratefully remembers those martyred while defending Parliament from terrorists. He said forces of hate and terror targeted India's democracy and democratic values but did not succeed. Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu says 13th of December is a day to pay homage to those who were martyred and to remind oneself of the need for a united resolve against a common enemy. In an article, Mr. Naidu said India needs to step up diplomatic efforts to combat the ever-growing global menace of terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted the valour of those who were martyred during the dastardly attack on Parliament on this day. He said their courage and heroism inspires every Indian. Here is a report from our correspondent.
On this day in 2001, five terrorists armed with AK-47 rifles and grenades stormed Parliament. More than 100 people, including major politicians, were inside the Parliament building at the time. After a long gun battle, all the five terrorists were gunned down. During the encounter, two persons from Parliament Security Service, five from the Delhi Police, and a women constable of the Central Reserve Police Force laid down their lives. One gardener of the Central Public Works Department was also killed in the attack. With the report of Dipendra Kumar from Delhi, Gulshan Rawat, AIR News.
This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. The Interpol has issued a red corner notice, RCN, against absconding billionaire Mehul Choksi, accused of cheating state-run Punjab National Bank to the tune of over 13,000 crore rupees. CBI spokesperson Abhishek Dayal said the Interpol has issued notice on CBI's request. The Indian agency had given a very strong rebuttal to the claims of the fugitive billionaire to the International Police Organization in September. Choksi, who escaped in the first week of January this year after he and his company cheated the bank, has taken citizenship of Antigua. He appealed to the Interpol against the CBI's application seeking the RCN. Sources said Choksi alleged that the cases against him were a result of political conspiracy. They said he also raised questions on issues such as jail conditions in India, his personal safety and health. A red corner notice is a kind of international arrest warrant for fugitives where Interpol requests its member countries to arrest or detain them. In Uttar Pradesh, a local court in Bulandshahr district has issued non-bailable warrant against all absconding accused, including the prime accused Yogesh Raj in Bulandshahr violence case. Police had arrested another key accused, Jitendra alias Jitu, for G in the case. Senior Superintendent of Police Bulandshahr said that police is trying to nab the absconding culprits. If they are not arrested, price on their heads will be declared. So far, 11 accused, 1 named and 10 unnamed have been arrested so far. Special Investigation Team, SIT, is investigating the case. The Supreme Court today stayed the Meghalaya High Court order directing private airlines to begin flight operations immediately from Umroi Airport in the state. The High Court earlier directed commercial airlines, including IndiGo and SpiceJet, to begin flight operations with immediate effect. A bench headed by Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi took note of the submissions by IndiGo Airlines that there are no firefighting and other facilities available at the airport, thus making it difficult to operate flights immediately. The government informed the Lok Sabha today that all polluting vehicles are to be replaced by environment-friendly ones. A regulatory system is being created in consultation with the states. In a written reply, Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways, Mansukh Lal Mandavia, ruled out any proposal to provide a separate lane for VIPs at toll plazas. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Amit Khare has said technological advancement has brought in new challenges of privacy and regulation. Mr. Khare said this while addressing a summit on intellectual property rights and piracy issues in entertainment and media industry organized by ASSOCHAM in New Delhi. He said the entertainment and gaming industry is growing by 30% and has the potential to create 1.5 lakh more jobs per year. Mr. Khare said government priority is to protect the industry from piracy.
Difficult, because if individually there are, we know that some sites are more prone and they are regularly indulging in exhibiting pirated materials. There we are working with the Ministry of IT so that there could be a system, maybe if required, a legislative change for blocking of the sites.
President Ramnath Kovind inaugurated the 5th Enterprise India Show in Yangon, Myanmar today, which was hosted by Confederation of Indian Industry and the Union of Myanmar Federation of Chambers of Commerce. Focus of the conference was small and medium enterprises. Addressing the gathering of business leaders from both the countries, President said that India has established itself as the fastest growing major economy in the world. The two countries can do much to learn and leverage from each other's competencies.
Through our infrastructure projects, we are enhancing connectivity between our countries. And through understandings and agreements, we are facilitating land border crossing for enhancing trade and tourism. We need to complement our ongoing efforts and urgently so with a motor vehicles agreement. I am happy that during my visit, the Myanmar government has decided to extend visa on arrival facility to Indian tourists arriving at Naypyidaw, Yangon and Mangalore airports.
President exhorted Myanmar to take benefits from the flagship projects of India.
India is today not only a source of goods and services, but also technology, finance, best business practices, innovation and smart solutions. We have undertaken to transform our economy through ambitious infrastructure projects, smart city programs, high-speed train corridors, greenfield airports, port-led industrial development and digital connectivity IPs. Our Make in India, Digital India, Skill India and Startup India flagship programs are creating new business values.
Earlier in the morning, President offered his tributes at the tomb of the last emperor of Mughal dynasty, Bahadur Shah Zafar, and also offered prayers at the famous Kali temple in the city. 7 persons were killed and at least 46 injured in a train accident at a station in the Turkish capital Ankara today. The accident happened when a high-speed train hit a railway engine and crashed into a pedestrian overpass at the station. The train was en route from Ankara to the central Turkish city of Konya. Ankara Governor Vasif Sahin said the train crashed into an engine that was checking the tracks at a station in the state capital. He said search and rescue efforts are underway and technical investigations have begun to ascertain what caused the accident. The accident occurred at about 6:30 local time this morning. Well-marked low pressure over South Bay of Bengal has intensified into a depression. The system is likely to concentrate into a deep depression in the next 12 to 24 hours. In a tweet, Indian Navy spokesperson said it is likely to move towards Tamil Nadu and Andhra coast tomorrow, resulting in rough to very rough sea conditions. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into sea and adjoining equatorial Indian Ocean regions for the next 24 hours. In Jammu and Kashmir, amid fresh spell of rainfall in the plains and moderate snowfall in higher reaches, the Srinagar-Jammu National Highway has been closed for fresh vehicular traffic today. Traffic officials said that in view of snowfall yesterday on both sides of Jawahar Tunnel at Shaitan Nalla, Banihal, Qazigund, the vehicular traffic from Jammu towards Srinagar was stopped for the safety of travellers. In Men's Hockey World Cup, India will clash with the Netherlands in the quarterfinals in Bhuvaneshwar today. All India Radio will broadcast live commentary on the match on its Rajdhani and FM Rainbow Network. It can be heard from 4:40 p.m. onwards. India had directly qualified to the last 8 stage after topping Group C with 2 wins and a draw. In the other quarterfinal, Germany will face Belgium at 7 in the evening. AIR will broadcast live commentary on the match from 6:55 p.m. Rising for the third consecutive day, benchmark Sensex today regained 36,000 level in afternoon trade. The BSE Sensex climbed 237 points to trade at 36,016. The Nifty at National Stock Exchange was also up 77 points at 10,814 a short while ago. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. K. Chandrasekhar Rao takes oath as Telangana Chief Minister for the second time. Chief Minister's names for Chhattisgarh, MP and Rajasthan to be announced soon, says Congress President Rahul Gandhi. Both the Houses of Parliament adjourned for the day following protests by opposition parties on different issues. Nation pays homage to the martyrs who sacrificed their lives during 2001 Parliament House terror attack. Interpol issues RCN against absconding billionaire Mehul Choksi accused in the PNB fraud case. President Ramnath Kovind says India and Myanmar can do much to learn and leverage from each other's competencies. And in Men's Hockey World Cup, India to clash with the Netherlands and Belgium takes on Germany in the quarterfinals in Bhuvaneshwar today. And with that, we end the midday news.